Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Stoney, was it you who brought up this query the other day?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know why, but I was just thinking, you know, hanging out with your, I have two dogs. Heather has two dogs and a cat or two. Jamie, you have a dog. And I just was wondering, and it got to the point where my dog, well, one of them, the older one, Rocky's basically deaf. So he has an excuse. Rosie, I think she has some mental issues, probably just from hanging around me. But, you know, we got her from a rescue, so she gets freaked out at different times. But it always alarms me. And if there was one thing you could ask your pet, what would it be? And I know that everybody's answer would probably be, you know, something about, you know, what do they do when we're not around? You know, do they just sleep?
Secret life of pets.
Yeah, exactly. But mine was, why, at least in my house, when there's a fresh bowl of water readily available to them, why do they always take, they'll walk past the bowl and go to the toilet and drink?
It's so gross.
I don't understand it. And I know there are dogs do like, it's not just, you know, my dogs. I know dogs do like drinking water from toilets. But I don't understand why, unless there's no other water available. But we have water bowls, you know, in the area where their food is. We have a water bowl. And, like, they come outside, even if it's hot, it's like, they'll go right past the water bowl and make a right turn into the toilet.
It's maybe like, it tastes different.
Well,
I don't know. I thought that's what I would ask my pet.
I mean, I'm not a dog, so I can't really put myself in their heads. But I mean, have you ever known anybody who has cheated on their spouse, Stoney?
Do I know any? I'm sure I have. I think about
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So you ask yourself the question. Well, assuming everything's fine in the bedroom, why would you cheat on your spouse? You've got a bowl of water right there. Right? Why would you walk past that bowl of water to go to a different bowl of water?
I guess it's the thrill of being caught.
It's the forbidden fruit. You're not supposed to do that. So the dogs know they're not. Because I'm guessing if you ever catch them in the act, you punish them, right?
Not really. That's part of the problem.
Maybe your wife does. Maybe your wife.
Oh no,
them, right?
She's more lax on it than I am. To me, it's absurd.
Okay.
But
well.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. Look, I understand, like, if you leave food around, yeah, they know they're not supposed to do that. But it's water. I mean, it's not, the water is clean. There's not, you know, I don't go in, or nobody in my family goes and pees or poops and leaves it in there, you know, so it's, you know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's fresh water in the toilet. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm forgetting about that. You know, what would you want to ask Tate?
I'd want to ask Tate because I'm a huge observer of Tate's social patterns, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, on an average day, he kind of has a couple spots where he flops, right? Whether it's on the couch or on a chair or just on the floor. He has, you know, certain spots. When it gets warm, he loves going on the air conditioning vent in our kitchen. That's, like, his go-to spot. But then every now and then, he'll get up. Like, I'll be in the shower at some point, all of a sudden the door will, like, get nudged open, and he'll walk into our bathroom, and I'll say, "Hey, Tate, what's going on, buddy?" He'll look at me, he'll turn around, and he'll just walk out. I want to know what that is. Like, what's...
Why did he,
like,
have to go in there?
Right, when he's on walkabout, what is the motivation? Like, what's he what's he looking for? What's he... Like, if he's laying on the couch, he goes, "Oh, I got to see what's going on in that shower room." You know, And he walks in. There's really nothing going on. Then he just turns around and walks out and goes back to really what he was doing before. That's the part I don't get.
Heather, your dogs? Or cats?
Well, I would add, I've got a different question for each animal. Not for individual, but for the dogs and the cats. For one, I think I would ask my dogs why, when they happen to escape the yard, the electric fence, do I just become completely invisible? It's like I don't exist, and they don't listen to me. They won't come. They don't even acknowledge that I'm calling their name, and then they run away. So I'd ask them that. And the cats, I have a lot of questions for. Kind of like your question, Stoney. Mine is my cats at least tend to throw up a lot, and they always do it on the carpet, even though they have a vast area of tile and wood floor that they could easily do it. They have to puke on a carpeted area, and I would ask them why. Why? Just scoot over just a little and puke on the wood. That's all I'd ask. It's so annoying. But
I think both are good questions. Wouldn't you think that the answer to the first question, though, would be, like, if you were incarcerated and you broke out of jail and you were sprinting away from the warden, and the warden said, hey, Heather, come back here, would you really turn around and wave at him, or would you just keep running?
No, you're right, and I think I know the answer, but I would just like to ask them and hear their response.
When your dogs escape, do they taunt you too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, there are times, like, it hasn't happened in a while, thankfully, where Rosie will be in, like, she goes through the woods or whatever, then in the neighborhood, I'll drive or whatever, or I'll walk and get her, and she sees me, say, come on, Rose, and she'll walk like about 10 feet away, and then she'll just take off again.
Yes.
It's like, oh my God, you're such a tease.
That's exactly what they do. We just spent the other day about an hour chasing the dog through the woods, and it was horrendous. I mean, we can't even chase her because if we get too close, she thinks we're playing with her, and she just runs away again. But I'd just like to hear her side of the story, you know?
How do you, here's my question too for dogs. How do you teach your dog to watch television? Because I see these videos online sometimes of dogs reacting to things on TV. And whenever one of us goes away, you will like FaceTime or Zoom or whatever. And so, you know, I'll be like, hey, Tate. And he's like, I know he can hear me, but I'm like, there's a big screen with my face on it. Like, how does he not get that that's me? I mean, he doesn't. And some dogs, I think, would.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know that answer.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Toilet water is much colder. Try it. That's from Sam.
Well, there you go, Stoney.
Well, somebody has a Stoney. The bigger question is, why don't you put the toilet lid down? They wouldn't drink from the toilet if you did.
There you go.
They'd realize the water dishes for them. You know what? That's a great point. But there have been times where I have done that, and I've been said, leave it up. They like the water. Okay, whatever. Keep the toilet lids down. Why are you flushing a toilet with the lid up anyway? You spread poop particles everywhere. I've done some weird things, but I don't know, Jamie, Heather, am I strange? When I go to the bathroom, poop, I flush the toilet before the lid goes down. Sometimes the lid never goes down. I've never heard of somebody.
Well, actually, when you poop, the lid is always down, I would think. I don't think you've ever pooped with the lid up, have you? Unless you're doing an upper decker.
No, I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, the lid.
Like the lid, the toilet seat lid.
The toilet seat lid.
Oh, the actual top?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever shut my toilet. You mean to shut it all the way?
Yeah, and then
I always put the seat down.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Oh, you close your toilet all the way before you flush it?
That's what this ticket texter
said. You're supposed to. Yes, you're supposed to. Because like they said, the poop particles go flying.
Oh,
which is
why your toothbrush,
if it's near your toilet, is technically covered in poop.
Right. I never close my toilet.
I've never heard about that either.
I do it about 50% of the time.
Wow.
Do you really, Heather?
Yeah. I typically do it more upstairs, but I think it's because it has a nicer, the way it closes. I don't know. Yeah.
Bob on a truck texts in, what the F are you barking at?
Yeah,
true. There are times that they'll just bark, and sometimes you can see there's a person coming by, and other times there's nothing out there, unless I'm missing a squirrel or something. And
there's probably a squirrel. There's some motion that is attracting them.
Or a sound sometimes.
Yeah.
How about this one? I wonder if they ever miss their mom.
Aww,
their biological mom, or like the Heather being their mom?
No, their biological mom. I would assume that's what they mean.
Nah, they don't miss the mom.
Yeah, I mean, my dog came from a litter of like eight dogs. Like, if he ever ran into like brothers and sisters, would they be like, "Hey,
what's up, Tate? What's up, bud? What's your name
now?" They haven't
seen
each other in like 2 years, yeah. So I don't would think
they
necessarily
would they know that they're brothers and sisters.
I doubt it. No, no way. Right? Would they?
I don't know.
No.
Why?
No, because if you were a baby boy and you actually had a twin brother, God rest, you know. Yeah. So there's another Stony walking around on the planet somewhere. You wouldn't walk up to him and go, "Hey, it's you."
If it was an identical, yeah.
Well, if it's identical, you'd walk up and go, "You and I look a lot alike." But I don't think you'd go like, "Hey, how you been? My twin brother, my long-lost twin brother." All right, it's 6:46. So we have two questions, I believe, on the table right now. One, how do we fix our racial situation in America? Mm-hmm. And number two, if you could ask your dog one question, what would it be, right? Is that
yeah,
it, Stoney?
That's pretty much
right.
It, yeah.
248-539-9797. Jamie and Stoney, 97, won the ticket.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.